That used to be the main drag. The school would always have a homecoming parade, a Christmas parade, you know. So it was kind of like a celebration strip. And all these homes left and right, I knew everybody in each one of these homes.
Bernard Snow drives through the narrow main strip of Hobson City. He's familiar with the businesses and families that once thrived in this small Alabama town. That's because he grew up here. Snow's family was one of many that were part of a thriving all-African American community. Today, things are different.
Through here used to be all retail stores here. That's all gone now. My grandparents owned a cafe right there on this corner. Used to be a church right here on this corner. Used to be a sundry store right here on the corner to your right there, where this building is.
Hobson City could be easy to miss if you're just passing through. About 2 miles long, the town sits between Anniston and Oxford. The city was once a part of Oxford until an African-American Justice of the Peace was elected from the area. Oxford's mayor redrew the boundaries and kicked out Hobson City. The town was incorporated in 1899 as Alabama's first all-black city.
Nobody thought that it would work because blacks were not used to governing themselves.
Hobson City Mayor Alberta McCrory.
In fact, some of the newspapers referred to it as maybe a project or a test of some kind, and they would wait to see what happened. So here we are, still existing here in Hobson City in 2013.
Like Bernard Snow, Mayor McCrory also grew up in Hobson City. She isn't too far from where she went to class nowadays. That's because City Hall was once the local school.
This used to be my literature class, and this was my French class over here. This is where we have our city council meetings.
Today, much of the building is in disarray with peeling paint and leaky ceilings that are starting to fall in. But at one time, the school was a source of pride for Hobson City and was the town's core. McCrory says a historic piece of legislation changed Hobson City forever.
After the passing of the Civil Rights Bill, we saw changes in Hobson City because it opened up doors for us to go other places. So the small businesses that we had in Hobson City, like businesses in other small towns with the large companies coming in, shutting them out, that's what happened with Hobson City.
McCrory says Hobson City had freedom of choice during the 1965-1966 school year. That meant students who used to attend segregated classrooms could choose to go to black or white schools. So students in Hobson City could choose to stay in the local school or attend nearby Oxford, which was predominantly white. McCrory says most chose to stay where they were.
It took the court order to really desegregate the schools because people really wanted to stay where they were. You know, they had their own friends, their own schools. They were involved in sports and music and all other activities, and so they were comfortable staying where they were.
McCrory says desegregation knocked down barriers, and ultimately that hurt Hobson City. After graduation, many students left and didn't come back. Shops that were once white-only in nearby Oxford and Anniston were now open to blacks as well. Hobson City stores and businesses that once relied on its residents as a solid customer base were forced to close. McCrory says she was active in the civil rights movement and says she was thrilled to gain equal rights, but it came at a cost.
Had I known then what I know now, that maybe I wouldn't have gone to all of the protest marches. Maybe, you know, and then perhaps still would have marched because there needed to be changes in other areas. But that if we had been able to maintain some of what we had instead of losing everything, because we did lose. And so, you know, that's the price we had to pay.
Mayor McCrory says she's working to turn Hobson City's fortunes around and bring it back as a thriving community. Some have expressed concerns that if Hobson City can't make it, it'll have to merge into Oxford or Anniston. Mayor McCrory says she's determined not to let that happen.
No, never. We'll never go back. Why? You know, that's like throwing up our hands to our ancestors and say, we couldn't make it. We couldn't do it.
Others aren't so optimistic.
If you look straight ahead through there, you'll see the play equipment. Our organization is responsible for that.
We met Bernard Snow earlier in this story.
We found other people in the community that had industry that were willing to donate concrete, labor, machinery. You
Snow is part of an economic development group that's rebuilding Hobson City, one project at a time, like the $50,000 playground at the local park he's pointing to. Snow says if something isn't done soon, Hobson City will be swallowed up into Oxford or Anniston. But he says he's going to fight with Mayor McCrory to try and preserve a piece of Alabama's history. Maggie Martin, APR News in Hobson City.